Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
All right, don't forget, brand new way to watch and to listen and to interact with the Waddle and Sylvie show and all of our local shows on ESPN 1000. We got a great new lineup change coming on Monday, and you can do it all by watching us on twitch.tv or download the Twitch app. Make sure you follow us on ESPN 1000 Chicago. It's all brought to you by emails in Mundelein and Miller Lite. So if you work from home,
which everybody's doing now,
right? Mostly. And like you're on the computer a lot, like in one of the windows, open up twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, and go there, and you can listen whether it's in your headphones or you just want to put the speaker up while you're getting some other stuff down, and every now and then check in to see what Waddle's doing weird in the First Midwest Bank studio, or you could just watch it like a television show.
I've had to actually pay attention to what I'm doing now, knowing that there are eyes on me. Like, I don't normally do strange things, but every now and again, I'll give it a pick, you know? I mean, like, you get a little crust on the inside of one of your nostrils, and it's uncomfortable.
What haven't you done because of Twitch?
I picked my nose significantly less frequent.
Really?
No question.
What's wrong with picking your nose, though?
Well, I just don't think it's what everyone wants to see. There's nothing wrong. It's my nose, my finger. I'll pick it as often as I want to.
And as I said that, I'm like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I don't think touching your nose
is a good plan.
That's
true.
I know it's yours, but they say don't touch your face.
I know, but I'm not going to the men's room and then, like, flushing the toilet and taking my finger and sticking it right in my nose.
You keep washing your hands.
I'm more conscious about my decisions. Listen, I started washing my hands more regularly when we were doing the show downstairs because of the number of people that would file through that downstairs bathroom by the First Midwest Bank studio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
That's where I started, like, as the coronavirus became a more prevalent part of our daily lives, I was already in the habit of washing my hands, like, over and over and over again.
Yeah, me too.
Don't know if it helps.
I'm a germaphobe in the winter with two young kids.
Yeah.
You know me, a couple of years ago, I was sick every day. So, like, that's all. My hands get chapped in the winter. Boy, I just
use some lotion.
Yeah, put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, use some lotion.
I can't wait to put the lotion away in the basket once we get the vaccine. You know,
I think you're still gonna have to be using the lotion in your basket.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, like, again,
I still want to wash my hands, but
I mean, like, if what they're saying is it's going to be like a 50% efficacy type of thing, you're still going to have to be very conscious of what you're doing, my friend.
All right. So what do you guys think? What kind of odds can I get? And I hate to do it because the Cubs are playing so well. What have they won? 8 of 9 and 12 of 15
I feel
overall.
Better about you. I mean, like, I feel better about the Blackhawks' chances than I do right now, than I do the Brewers beating the Cubs. Is that bad?
Baseball, though. KB's out. Woodruff can pitch.
It's also hockey.
And Merck jinxed him. I mean,
it's hockey where Crawford could shut him out.
And I would think I'm playing two dogs, right? Isn't the Blackhawks-Brewers play the biggest value play of the two?
It is, yes. You're getting, it'd be a little over 5.5 to 1 odds.
What?
Yeah, because one's plus 170.
Oh, you mean together?
Yeah.
I thought you meant just on
the Blackhawks are plus 170 and the Brewers are plus 145.
You know what I'm saying?
We
know the Merck factor, Waddle.
So 100 to win 500.
The Merck factor is strong.
10 to win 50.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I'm always losing anyway. So at least it's only 10. Sounds good on paper.
Did you put a $10 parlay in?
You're going to quick pay me $10 by the end of the first period.
I did that the other day when I bet against the Hawks in the game.
You bet against them?
No, remember when they were in game one against Edmonton?
Oh, okay.
What were they up? What was it?
They were
up 4-1.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Edmonton
you and Miller
was
both
like, bet against them.
It was like 12-1.
And I still wasn't buying that I thought maybe this was like a first period fluke. And I like the live gambling stuff because the odds can really go in your favor. You can get some good deals. And then Edmonton came back just a little bit, but then the Hawks kept answering.
Real quick, I have a question for you. This is totally, I'm watching.
But are you riding with me or not?
No, I don't like your
bet. So you're not?
No, I know. I'm watching Juan Soto play for the Nats. And I'm wondering, he had the coronavirus, right? Didn't he test positive?
Yes.
Why isn't anyone worried that he may have myocarditis? Or he may develop it.
I think people are. I think he may
But he's still playing.
He's still playing, yes. But, I mean, I think it's everyone should be. Don't you think? Don't you think
I do. I just feel like we pick and choose. We cherry pick with our what we want to fret over.
Well, I don't think we are. I think that you're.
No, I think we are.
No, I think
are
that
you're saying
seeing,
we as in us or we as
no,
in. I don't think the doctors
I think people
know
in
yet.
General.
I think that you're seeing a rise in the concern over myocarditis because it's very easy to differentiate. You don't hear about it in the pros. You hear about it in college sports,
right?
Where they're quote unquote amateurs.
So I'll ask you this though: if in fact we fast forward. Let's go back. We go back in time, and the players would have, just for the lack of a better term, let's just use it unionized. Okay, I know it's not what it's probably going to be, but if they were unionized now, do you think that the battle cry would be different? Like, and again, I'm not ignoring it. I know it's a risk, but it's about where your level of tolerance is, and where your level of liability is. So I'm asking.
But it only takes one. You know this.
Of course. I do know this, and I'm not being callous. I'm just asking, why is it such a fear for 23-year-old fifth-year seniors in football, but it's not for 21-year-old baseball player Juan Soto?
But you don't know if Juan Soto is fit.
Like, I don't.
He could be. He could get the heart checked.
He could.
And then they could say, hey, look, every couple weeks, Juan, come on in. You need to do a heart check, too, because we just don't know who this strikes and when and why.
Correct.
Because everybody is different. Like, if I got it, I would want to check that, too.
I'm with you. Totally. But what I'm saying is why are they willing to take the risk?
Oh, yeah, I think Abdallah's right.
Well, that's it.
I think it's a professional league, and that's what they do for their jobs.
So that's what I'm saying. But if, in fact, the NCAA, the players had gotten together and have something comparable to a union, do you think that would have changed the narrative? And do you think that we would watch the Big Ten and the Pac-12 not decide to cancel sports? If, in fact, they were declared employees where there was monetary reward or payment being made.
What do you think? I mean,
I think definitely that we would be singing a different song. I think a lot of this, and I don't mean to be callous, but I think a lot of this has to do with liability first.
Right.
I think everyone's concerned. I don't think anyone is just turning a blind eye to the risk, but I'm just telling you, we want to talk to them about as kids. Now, there are guys that are playing college football that are 2-3 years older than Juan Soto, who's playing Major League Baseball.
Did you see, though, I don't know if you saw this, Abdallah, a couple of Florida State, like 2-3 Florida State players, wide receivers, have complained that the university has not been transparent with them about their COVID tests.
Yeah.
And look, that's a conference that's still up and running, right?
Well, for now, because the ACC is supposed to have a meeting today to make their final decision.
Not everybody is saying, hey, we want to play, everything's hunky-dory. Here now you're starting to hear of some players who don't believe in what the school is actually doing.
Well, you're not surprised by that, are you?
I'm not at all.
Let's just say on average 12 teams in each conference, and there's 100 kids on each team.
Well, don't you think the more that happens, the easier it will be for those conferences to then shut it down?
No doubt. And I think that's part of what the players are trying to talk about having going forward anyway. That's a more standardized set of rules and regulations for whether it's health and safety protocol to there's a financial component with it as well. Listen, I'm not trying to be a wise ass here. All I'm saying is there are still so many questions that I have. There are doctors on the West Coast that feel one way. There's doctors in the middle part of the country that feel differently. You go to a doctor for whatever ailment, and I'm not saying you specifically, Sylvie, but a person. And if you hear what you hear, and then you get a second opinion. It's not as if there's one singular voice for medical issues. There are differing opinions in everything that we do in life. And I still don't feel like I wish I had more input, and that's just me craving information. I wish there would have been more information released from all of these different conferences as it's attached to college football. I just think it, all I'm saying is, and I'm sorry I went on this tangent, I think it's odd that 20-year-old or 21-year-old Juan Soto is out there after having tested positive for coronavirus, and he's gone through the process, and he's a grown man who's made his decision. He's not opting out. He's playing. But I don't see or hear people wringing their hands about the potential for him to develop myocarditis the way I am hearing for these quote-unquote kids at the collegiate level.
Speaking of COVID, too, and we were talking about the White Sox series, and I don't know about this. I'm moving into Abdallah's camp on his thought about last week with the Cubs going to St. Louis, how they should steer clear of going to St. Louis, and he was right. So we found out earlier today, I believe it was John Heyman who saw, you know, there was a Cardinal flight that was canceled to Chicago, and then it turned out that maybe like a coach on the Cardinals tested positive.
Right.
And so they postponed Friday's game. According, and I don't think this has been official yet, Bob Nightingale says, pending COVID-19 test, MLB plans to have the Cardinals resume play with a doubleheader Saturday against the White Sox. It will be their first game in 17 days. Now, if it's bad enough or you have enough worry where you're canceling Friday's game and you wanted to play them, you wanted them to play last week. You did the same damn thing to the Cubs,
yeah,
where they traveled from Kansas City to St. Louis, and you said, all right, we're fine. And then the next thing you know, the Cubs are in St. Louis. We're like, okay, no, Friday's canceled. So they started with Friday. And then the next thing you know, the weekend was canceled. And then, oh, look, the next series was canceled. If it's bad enough to where they're postponing tomorrow's game in Chicago, if I'm anybody in that White Sox dugout, I would strongly, strongly not want to play against the Cardinals on Saturday. What the hell's the difference?
Well, aren't they saying it was a front office person? It wasn't a player, right?
It was
a
coach,
but a coach.
Yet Passan isn't reporting this. It's Heyman and now Nightingale from what I've seen.
I'm only saying that because what is the contact tracing telling you? If this particular player wasn't around the Cardinals players over the last several days, maybe there's a different story here to be told. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Like, if it was one of
their... I'd be leery. Look, I'd just be leery.
Of course.
The Sox have done it right. The Cubs have done it right. I'd be scared. Look, I know that may sound meatheadish, too. But you don't want the sport to be brought down. And every time you hear that the Cardinals are ready to play, a game gets canceled, then a weekend. Why would they cancel today or tomorrow and not Saturday?
My advice would be, just don't change your perspective or your policy or how you're going about doing things just because the Cardinals have only played five games and it looks like it's highly unlikely that they will be able to ever make up many of those games.
Right.
And they won't get
anywhere close
to 60 games.
Don't do it hastily, right, where you say, oh, damn, we got to cancel Friday. So now we have to play a doubleheader on Saturday.
Well,
don't you agree, Abdallah?
Yeah, I agree with all of this because, listen, we knew that there were going to be some of these instances, so you're going to have to err on the side of being overly cautious.
Boy, the Cubs and White Sox both affected by the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to send the Cardinals back. I mean, I don't know if they're here yet or not. I mean, what John Heyman said, their plane never left, so they might still be in St. Louis. Where in the world are the Cardinals? But I think that you're going to see a point, and it hits home because it's the White Sox and the Cubs right now, that teams might just say, we don't want to play them because they keep having positive tests. And
I know what we do.
Hmm.
We send Joe Kelly to St. Louis to beat the COVID out of all the Cardinals. Why don't we do that? Or he doesn't want to fight. He just wants to throw the ball at
him. Do you want to hear Joe Kelly when we come back? Joe Kelly said snitches and bitches when pointing a finger at the Astros. And I want to play that.
And I have
you.
A strong comment in response.
Oh, do you? Okay, good. And then we still got to get to Eloy later. The Hawks play at 4:30, so I'm betting on the Hawks. I'm going to take that bet. I'm going to take both dogs today. And then if the Cubs win, that's good. They make me
happy. Can I get a $5.37 parlay on these two teams, sir?
It plays 5.5 to 1.
Is there a minimum bet that on your site?
I can make $26 off that. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
I like Joe Kelly. Waddle doesn't. I think Waddle doesn't like all that.
You're the master of just broad statements. You know what we're about? We're a nuanced show. So that was just burped up garbage you just delivered there.
Joe Kelly's a hero at this point until he faces the Cubs in the postseason.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I'll probably hate him.
I have one beef with him, that's all.
Okay, so this, what podcast is this from, Abdallah? Joe Kelly went on another player's podcast, right?
It's another player on the Dodgers.
Is it Ross Stripling? Is that who it was?
Yes.
And he talked about his problem with the Astros and, you know, about... I'll just let it speak for itself because I think he gave you the reasons why he's so mad at the Houston Astros.
It goes down like this. Major League Baseball does an investigation and they want people to snitch. So the only way to get people to rat and be a narc is by saying, we won't punish the players. We'll give you an immunity to rat people out. And so the people that took the fall for what happened is nonsense. Yes, everyone's involved. But the way that thing was ran over there was not from coaching staff. It was ran with coaching staff. Yes, don't get me wrong. But they're not the head boss in charge of that thing. It's the players. So now the players get the immunity. And all they do is go snitch like a little bitch. And they don't have to get fined. They don't have to lose games. They take the livelihood from people who worked hard to become a manager and axed. They take the livelihood from people who work hard to become a GM, axed. So what happened is you get people to snitch and become a rat, and the people who could afford to lose money get immunity. The people who afford could get their names tainted get immunity. The people who don't fight, and I'm very passionate about this because I played for a manager. His name's Alex Cora. And this guy lost his job. He's got a daughter, went to school out here. All this goes down. Everything goes down on Alex Cora, which people knew the real story would actually hate the players even more. I mean, this guy had to go back to Puerto Rico, where he's from. Daughter's taken out of junior high from American schools because just getting verbally abused. Say, hey, dad's a cheater, da, da, da. So the people that ratted on him, and Alex Cora's a great dude. He's been a great baseball player, great manager, baseball smart. He's got an older brother. He's got a dad. They're all baseball. And now Alex Cora's sitting in Puerto Rico with his family, and I'm sure he still gets But the problem with that with me is that you get immunity, and then you rat like a little bitch. That's the problem I have, and I don't think that's right.
What do you think? So you have a strong rebuttal to this.
I think that's fine. I think his my whole part goes back to his action. If you really want to fight someone, fight someone. Don't throw a baseball at them. It's great that you talk tough, and a lot of what you said made a ton of sense to me. I can't get past his actions. When you throw, and I have more respect for Sut than anyone in the business in the old time, and that's how they used to handle stuff. Look, it's 2020. I'm not an advocate of throwing a 98-mile-an-hour fastball at anybody's head or anywhere near the vicinity of anybody's head. If you want to fight, okay, and you want to exact the retribution that you feel all of Major League Baseball wants to exact from the Houston Astros for doing what they did, then fight somebody.
All right, let me ask you a question on that. Because the guy who did fight them got suspended for 5 games or 6 games, Laureano. Should he, and they reduced Joe Kelly's suspension recently, should they reduce his suspension to zero? Because A, he didn't throw a baseball at anybody. B, he was challenged. He was challenged. Now, I get it. He doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to run. But at that point, you're challenged. You've been hit 3 times. How bad do you look if you just stand there and take it? And he ran. He was challenged. And so what did he do? He took your advice and said, I'm being challenged. I'm going to go fight.
Fine.
So he should get 0-game suspension.
I don't know what he should get. But I mean, listen, you're in a time of COVID pandemic it's a different world. I mean, you're not going to get away with zero suspension for that, whether you were right, wrong, or indifferent. That's reality.
Well, you, like, get zero, other, you get zero the, games the other, for the cheating.
Guy, the other guy got 20 games, didn't he?
Yes, Citron. But you get, you get, his point is, again, is basically this vigilante justice that he doesn't like guys, A, who took the fall, B, the guys who were, quote, rats, who got nothing. The
then
cheaters got nothing.
Fight them.
Well, but does he have a point, though, about what, how he's really upset about the guy he's got a personal relationship, his old manager, Alex Cora, when he used to play with Boston?
I don't know. I mean, Kelly was on the 2018 Red Sox team that had a few issues, right?
Right.
Like, I don't know all the ins and outs of that. Listen, I'm not here to defend the Houston Astros. A lot of what Joe Kelly said, I got no problem with. I've got one problem. And the issue with Laureano and Citron is a completely different conversation. You're right. I mean, Laureano, he got suspended because he did something that isn't going to be tolerated during COVID, right? I mean, that's right.
You would be suspended for that against any other team, even in non-COVID. But I just think there should be this built-in Astros. My biggest issue is none of these players ever had to pay the piper.
These are ever. Okay, but that's a separate conversation. My conversation is very specific. I'm zooming in, okay? I'm not telling you what Joe Kelly said was wrong. What I'm telling you is when you take matters into your hands and you're going to exact the punishment, I'm going to throw at somebody. And I'm not talking about the slider that got away from him and went over top of Correa's head. I don't believe he tried to do that. Bregman, he threw a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, buzzed above his head. I'm not an advocate of that. Call me a baby, call me a sissy, call me whatever you want. I don't care. I'm adamant that that's not the right retribution. If you want to be the one that gets a pound of flesh for everybody in baseball because the Astros have no integrity and they have no high moral ground to grab, go fight him. I'd rather see Joe Kelly throw fists than throw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball at Bregman's head. And I don't think that that's an unrealistic ask. I really don't. Like, you can talk as big and as bad as you want, and that's fantastic.
You just don't like the weapon. You don't, and I don't.
Who does?
I don't. Well, I don't either normally. This was that extenuating circumstances where.
Okay, let me ask you a question, and I know that this may not be an apples-to-apples comparison, but let's play along. And what aspect of life where you're in the same, let's say, community,
yeah,
all right, and something has gone on where somebody got the best out of somebody else, showed zero integrity. In what line of work, in what environment, is grabbing a weapon and throwing it at someone in acceptable form? Don't you square off? Like, if you have a beef with your neighbor, Sylvie, are you grabbing your baseball?
No, you're going to jail. I know that. You're right. I am not telling you you're wrong. I am just telling you in that circumstance, I gave it a pass.
If you feel that strongly, which I don't have a problem. If Joe Kelly would have run into the dugout and taken a swing at every Astro, I would have had more respect for him on that front than throwing a baseball at somebody's head.
He would have got his butt kicked, though. He's got no chance one against 25.
Okay, well, then one against whoever he chooses. Okay, let's put a tarp over top of the Houston Astros bench as soon as he goes from the mound to the batter's box and wants to take on Bregman. Go get him. Or if it's Correa, go get him. Drop your glove and go get him. I mean, I'm supporting that. If you feel that strongly and you think that a physical confrontation is the best way to get your point across,
or policing, like some self-police.
Go,
you know,
get him.
By the way, I just followed a couple days ago. If you're like me, and by the day, even during COVID, you dislike the Astros even more with everything that's gone on, especially with what Citron did the other day, there's a Twitter handle for you. It's called *Tour*. *Tour*, and it's a Twitter handle dedicated to the 2020 Astros Shame Tour.
Fantastic.
Like, yeah, it's all, like they showed Altuve the other day.
Great.
Trying to bunt, and he doubled.
Shame them.
Yes.
Shame them. But if I've got a beef with an NBA, okay, let's say we got two NBA teams, and one guy's got a beef with the other one for something
you'd
comparable.
Never throw the ball
at him. Are you taking the basketball and throwing it at him? Or are you going to man up and you're going to go fight him?
Didn't CP3 do that last night to a Miami Heat player? And that's Jimmy got a little revenge. Did you see that? He took it, CP3 took the ball and threw it at one of the shooters on the Heat. Jimmy then took the ball to the hoop and intentionally lowered his elbow and shoulder at CP3.
When you were on the mean streets of Skokie.
Oh, yeah. This is, you know it.
Somebody wronged you.
Mark Silverman.
Somebody wronged you on the playground.
Here I come in my dirt bike.
Did you pick up something and throw it at him? Or did you, if you want to, if we need to do this.
Knuckle sandwich
let's
time.
Let's do it. Let's
no,
do it.
I made friends with the tough guys in the neighborhood. That's what I did.
That's my only concern. I'm not defending what the Houston Astros did. I just don't understand the mentality. Like on the football field, if someone's mad at you.
It's like they're looking at a way to punish them since baseball didn't punish them.
Then fight them. Throwing a baseball at someone at 96 miles an hour could kill him. What, if you feel that strongly, then go fight him.
What if all nine guys in the field when Altuve came to the plate jumped Altuve? Are you good with that?
No, you square up one-on-one. You want to fight him one-on-one? I'm not.
Well, that's not really a penalty, though. I mean, that Altuve could win the fight.
Okay, well,
but
then
the point is the Astros won while cheating.
Get in the weight room. If you feel like you need to exact some sort of physical punishment.
When you cheat, you slant the odds in your favor. So it would have to be where the other team has the odds in their favor, where they can't really lose.
Well, I mean, at that point, I don't know what to tell you. I just am not a fan of them taking a baseball and throwing it at him. Call them bitches. Call them snitches. Do whatever it is that you want to do. I'm agreeing with you. I just don't understand this mentality where if you're going to take a physical action to try to exact the punishment that you feel is necessary, that you're going to pick up a quote-unquote weapon.
I know.
Let's go bare knuckles. Let's go.
Waddle wants the baseball field to look like the Michael Jackson Beat It video where there's two guys.
What about brass knuckles? What about brass knuckles if they go one-on-one?
What about a bat? If Joe Kelly would have gone into the dugout, grabbed a bat, and thrown it at him. I mean, would that have been okay?
It's a cage match here in the WWE.
What about nunchucks for a guy who doesn't know how to use nunchucks?
Well, you hurt yourself before you hurt your opponent.
We've done that. All right, 312-332-3776. Waddle's World coming up, and we'll break down Blackhawks and Preds game two. Don't give up on the Hawks just yet.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Oh, yes, Waddle's World brought to you by our great friends at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit Wintrust.com/findus, member FDIC. Can I get somebody to tell me, somebody smarter than me, which is the majority of all of you out there, when does the NBA playoff thing start? Like, I like these play-in games and this let's get ourselves in shape stuff. Has been significantly better basketball than I would have ever anticipated. But when
they got to figure some stuff out in the West, don't they, Abdallah, with the three teams with the play-ins? Portland with
there's still some
Memphis.
Seeding things, but the NBA playoffs begin August 17th.
Okay, so we're getting close. What's today? The 12th is today?
There'll be a few playing games if they need to on the 15th and 16th. But yeah,
haven't you been into what the Suns have done?
Are they still undefeated?
7-0.
Yeah. Well, I am.
Devin Booker's the MVP of the bubble. They're giving out awards. Did you hear that?
I did not know that. Are they?
They're going to give out bubble. No, Abdallah. Isn't that official? They're giving out bubble awards.
Yeah, I think so. I think you just get a fast pass.
Yeah,
for the rides.
I was going to say. I mean.
And by the way, did I misspeak before the break? Did I say Hawks and Preds on accident?
I don't know.
Hawks and
listening.
Knights. One person called me out. Said clearly it's Hockey Central. Obviously, I meant Golden Knights.
I'll tell that person to shove it.
Hey, are the Preds a team they could face in the future?
No, the Preds just got eliminated.
Okay.
Preds are dead.
Right. Yeah, Preds are dead.
I was going to stand up for you and say, hey, you were just projecting into the next round.
No, I would just tell that person to just deal with it. Listen, he misspoke. He's got that THC brain.
4 hours a day. Are you taking weed?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's my THC day where...
I just don't like saying chemo brain, so
right.
I figure
no,
THC
I think that's better.
Brain
yeah.
is a little,
right.
it's a
right.
little better. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, tomorrow's the day where, you know, I was talking about it yesterday, Waddle, that... you know, do I cut back on the 25 milligrams because it was clearly, you know, watching the Cubs games. No, the last time, remember, I took it was the Cubs opener against the Reds. Who was it against?
I don't know.
It was, who'd they open up against? The Brewers.
Brewers,
I think. And they were playing the Brewers that day. And I was fighting going to sleep, the reason why I take it after chemo. And I was having some hallucinations. So I got to figure out, do I cut down on the gummy? Like, do I cut it in, like, two? Should I take just two-thirds of it? Or do I just say, hey, I'm here for it all?
I'm here for the party, pal.
Well, I mean, I'm silent right now because I don't have any input. That
right,
is,
no.
I mean,
I don't think you would enjoy it either.
Well,
no.
I think if you enjoyed your experience, then just go with it, you know? Well, then cut it back.
Yeah. There's nothing enjoyable about afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm just trying.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it made
does it cut back on the nausea?
Yeah.
It's got that. That's why a lot of people get it for dealing with cancer is that. And I've got other meds for that, but luckily that hasn't been. The biggest issue for me after that first day, like tomorrow's my fifth treatment, is the sleep. I don't sleep. I fall asleep and wake myself right up.
Is that because of all the steroids?
I think so. Yeah. But that dissipates after the first day, luckily. But that first night, Waddle, miserable.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Miserable.
You know what? I may have to tap on your shoulder, Abdallah, and get some of the good stuff. I'm getting an MRI on Thursday.
Oh,
and
really?
I asked for the most open one that they make, but even so, I'm the most claustrophobic person in the world.
I don't know what
should
you're talking
I have,
about, Tom.
Should I have weed,
weed
or should I just
everybody.
Take a handful of Xanax?
Are you doing the show later?
Yeah, I am. I've got an 8 o'clock. They got to inject a dye into my shoulder. I got to wait for an hour, and then I got to get into this death trap of a machine to take a picture of my shoulder. And I looked at it today, and I mean, like, I had an anxiety attack sitting at my desk looking at an open MRI machine. Like,
what about if you took some of this CBD MD oil that just helps a little bit with anxiety?
It would be good for something that's not coffin-like. In my mind, so I think I'm going to need something that is actually prescribed by a medical professional.
Okay.
So that's why I thought I can get a handful of Xannies.
I think you should pop a Xanny.
Not one.
Pop a Xan. 13 hours.
I won't walk into the office without a couple. Anyway, never mind. By the way, there's been a lot of contract extensions in the NBA. The Niners have...
NFL.
God, what did I say, the NBA?
You're all stoned today,
yeah,
aren't
I
you?
Am. And the NFL's George Kittle and the 49ers have agreed to a 5-year, $75 million extension. Deal includes $40 million guaranteed for injury, which is more than twice that of any other NFL tight end. Kittle also will get $30 million guaranteed at signing, which also is a record amount, over $12 million more than the previous tight end high, which was Austin Hooper. And right after that, Travis Kelce and the Chiefs agreed to a 4-year, $57.25 million extension that includes $28 million in guarantees.
We got Jimmy Graham.
Well, that one's got $9 million in guarantees, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, just saying. Listen, I think it's a good question for people that are up at Hallis Hall.
What are you waiting
for with Allen Robinson?
I just think, too, that I don't know if anyone mentioned it with Kelce, if that's the case, because a couple of those Chiefs did opt out. Because some of these teams will have more money than they expected from the opt-out, so why not front-load deals? It's a good question for Weederer at 4:30.
Yeah.
Like, why not utilize some of the open cap room this year on Allen Robinson?
Great idea. It really is. Jets defensive coordinator Greg Williams is poking fun at the Seahawks defensive scheme and says newly acquired safety Jamal Adams make it bored. Although we praised Adams as one of the game's most talented safeties, as he's prone to do, Jets defensive coordinator Greg Williams also suggested that some of Adams' success was a result of his aggressive schemes with the Jets.
Should he not be, like, talking trash? If there's one guy in the league, Mr. Bountygate, who shouldn't be talking trash, isn't it Greg Williams?
Don't you think they should cut off all the mics at the Jets camp? I mean, whether it's Adam Gase.
Woody, their owner.
Woody Johnson. Yeah. It's not Woody Johnson, is it? Is it Woody Johnson?
Yes. It is Woody Johnson.
That sounds redundant. Or it's Greg Williams. So
who's he to talk?
He's Greg Williams, damn it.
Yeah, cut off the head.
Yeah, Zion Williamson says he must get his body where it needs to be. Which is probably where? To the buffet line right now?
Oh, stop.
Whoa, Zion's cheap great. Shots.
He's got some time, though.
No,
you know, time's on his side.
He is great. I mean, like, listen, I never doubted that he was going to segue from the collegiate level to the NBA level, even in 1 year, and have success. But he is tossing guys around at the NBA level, much in the way he was at the collegiate level.
Yeah, because he was a stud athlete. Yeah. I know they're smaller in college, but he's still bigger than everybody.
I will have you know that Waddle's Cheap Shot in all of our NBA coverage is brought to you by Kia. Visit Kia.com to see what it means to give it everything, and by Bet River Sportsbook.
Nebraska ends their talk of playing outside the Big Ten. See that? I think it was the coach, Scott Frost, who was out there telling you, we'll play anywhere, tell me when and where. And then the president or the chancellor of the school came out and said, not so fast. They're fully committed to being a member of the Big Ten.
I think Wilbon said it best yesterday, where he was like, yeah, give us back that money then.
Yeah.
And they were like, wait a minute.
Wilbon was in rare form yesterday.
Was he?
He was feisty.
I saw him get after Nebraska, I think, on PTI the day before.
So I knew it was going to be good.
And finally, before we go to break, the Seahawks have cut a cornerback after trying to sneak guests into his team hotel.
Did you see this story? Apparently, she was wearing Seahawks gear,
trying to blend in like a player, or part of the staff.
No, part of the staff or a player. She was wearing Seahawks stuff to blend in.
By the way, a whole elaborate scheme. Like, that's
what are terrible. The rules for the NBA players? I saw there was Woj was reporting on the list of things that you can and can't have in terms of.
We'll talk about it next. You want to do that next?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Plus, the nuttiest story of the day is coming at you.
Well, it may be that two cops just pulled up to my door.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, before I get to the nuttiest story of the day, why are there police officers at your door? Are you there? Have you been hauled off? Like, I don't give a rat's ass.
I'm joking. I just wanted to do that for a fact. So two cops showed up at our door because Mason hit the SOS button on the car. You know, he likes to sometimes goof around with some of the buttons on the car.
Is he in the garage playing inside the car?
Well, sometimes my wife or I will let him in the front when we just park the car. Hey, do you want to, you know, sit on the lap and you know, turn the wheel? And he hit a wrong button. And so two police officers showed up. And one's a fan of the show from what my wife told me. So shout out to him. The other one.
Where is that guy?
I got some handcuffs for him.
We got an SOS at the Silverman household.
What is going on? Why is there an SOS at the Silverman
household?
Just one of the kids hit a button. What's the smaller one doing? Man down.
And then, of course, like, the neighbors are informing me before my wife even told me. So, like, the drama factor of it all. Oh, two police cars showed up to the Silverman house.
Did Braxton reach for one of their guns?
No, he did not.
Man down!
he's asleep. You know what he's been doing lately? And then not good during a pandemic.
Drinking?
You know, close. He's been walking into the neighbor's house a couple times.
Yes!
What's up? Walking into the neighbor's, they got a dog.
They got better lunch meat and a dog in here.
The dog. He's sneaking into the neighbor's house.
Do they have kids?
Yes, they do. Okay. Yes, but he still shouldn't be in anybody's home.
Is he wearing his mask? Is he being socially...
He shouldn't be in anyone's home. Good.
I think that's great. Hey, Braxton, if you're listening, down the street, three doors down, take a right, go in the front door. Don't knock. It's not necessary.
And you know what he's been doing too lately, Waddle, is he won't go to bed. So he keeps the light on, and he keeps getting out of bed, playing in his room.
Get
and
some candy.
He wears himself out so much that he passes out on the floor. And falls asleep.
Perfect.
Because he won't go to bed.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, like father, like son.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, the nuttiest story of the day is brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. A night with Screwball is bound to get a little nutty. This is weird. Men are drinking human breast milk to get ripped and to fight cancer. But is it safe?
I should have used it after all.
That's weird. The breast medicine money. That's good. The breast medicine money can buy. Some enterprising health nuts are touting an unorthodox method of building muscle and fighting cancer by drinking human breast milk. And despite being a down low fad for a while now, interest in mammary milk has spilled into the mainstream thanks to the Netflix docuseries Unwell. If I want to grow up and be the best I can, I'm going to eat like a baby, says South Carolina's Jameson J.J. Rittenour, an amateur bodybuilder on Episode 3, who procures breast milk through a donor on Facebook. Wow. Rittenour claims on the show that the unconventional supplement has helped him shed body fat, staying swole.
What's worse, drinking someone's breast milk who you don't know or your wife's?
How are you ingesting the breast milk? Directly or in a cup or a bottle? Because that would help me answer the question.
Well done.
I mean, so, like, is your wife really pumping breast milk so that you can drink it out of a cup? Are you just going to nestle into her bosom and go to town? And if you do that, can you take a video of that and put it on Twitter?
I have questions.
That's weird.
As someone
That's why it's the nuttiest story of the day.
As someone who's never had children.
Or breast milk.
Well, I mean, I've had it. As a baby. When I was a baby.
You sounded like you...
No. But my point is that, like, my wife has never breastfed, obviously, because we don't have children.
Right.
Okay. But eventually, like that valve shuts off, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So how is Sophie getting breast milk now?
Well, it would be like that.
Maybe announced pregnancy that he hasn't let us in on.
No, but the story said that didn't this guy get it from someone on Facebook?
Yes.
That's what made me say what's weirder. Is it weirder to use your own wife's breast milk or
I want to see you
someone
nestled
you don't
in her
know.
Bosom having a late
that's
afternoon.
Gross that you even want to see that.
I don't really.
That's
I want you to put
gross.
It. I want you to put it on Twitter.
Just tabs open for that.
Yeah, I want you to put that on Twitter just to see how many hits you get for that. But listen, I think that there are
we would win the Twitch challenge.
No doubt. I think that there are women that sell breast milk.
Oh, let me tell you, the Twitch chat knows all about this, apparently.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, there are some
weed
women...
and breast milk.
There are some women that can't breastfeed. So, but the baby gets, you know, I think the most healthy nutrients from breast milk.
Right.
But if the actual mother can't, for whatever reason, breastfeed the child, I think you can purchase breast milk.
So if you always wanted to wonder what Waddle and Sylvie can do better, break down the breast milk thing or the hockey talk, we're about to find out, right? We're going to break down the Hawks coming up.
And I'm just going to send you to the internet to find the viral video that shows a wild bear that nestles up onto a picnic table and has lunch with a family of four.
Have you seen that? I'd like to talk about this with you. Have you watched the video? Because Abdallah and I watched it yesterday.
I have not seen it yet.
Watch
just
it in these 2 minutes. I want to get your reaction. Google that. And in 2 minutes, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what the Blackhawks need to do coming up here to win game 2 against Vegas. All that coming up in 2 short minutes.